Welcome, friends. This is Paul Scharf for Wickham Ministries. I'm privileged to be here today with Dr. John Wickham in his study, and it is a very special time of the year. In fact, Dr. Wickham, this is my very favorite holiday. It's Thanksgiving week, and we are here to offer a special broadcast in thanks to God and out of thanks for all who listen, thinking about Simply Thanksgiving 2010. Dr. Wickham, you're going to take us today to Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. Could you please share that section of Scripture with us and some thoughts from your heart about Thanksgiving?
Paul, God expects us to be so thankful for what He's designed and created, namely the human race, our human brain and body, our heart and soul and mind and will and emotions. Psalm 139, written by the Holy Spirit through David's pen, 3,000 years ago, tells it right. Listen, Thou didst form my inward parts, God says, for Thou didst form my inward parts, as David speaks of God's part in creating and designing him through what? Procreation. Listen carefully. Thou didst weave me in my mother's womb, just like a tapestry, beautiful tapestry, multicolored threads in a marvelous design of God for each, every human being who's ever been conceived and born. I will give thanks to thee. Here's the Thanksgiving message, friends. I'll give thanks to thee. How many times do we thank God for bringing us into the world? How did he bring us into the world? Through procreation. Listen, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and my soul knows it very well. Now David looks deep into the mother's womb as the baby is being formed. Listen carefully. My frame was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. That's a picture, of course, of the mother's womb. Thine eyes have seen my unformed substance. And of course, in those days, nobody could see the unborn baby, could they, in the mother's womb. And in thy book, they were all written, every part, every function of the human body. Our DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, information code system. Think of it. In thy book, they were all written. What was written? Listen, the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. Every day, 2,400 gallons of air pumped through our lungs. 35,000 pores per square inch in our skin. 10 billion nerve cells in our brain. 100,000 times a day that heart pumps 7.5 tons of blood through our body. Body cells, 20 trillion of them. How amazing. We're discovering something Charles Darwin never knew over 150 years ago. To him, the inner functions and marvelous design, the irreducible complexity of the living cell was a black box. He couldn't see it. But now, through high-powered microscopes, we can penetrate the amazing design that God imprinted upon our body, brain, and heart, and soul, and will, and emotions. And I say, Lord, on this Thanksgiving Day, let me just pause and thank you for bringing me into the world, because you love me so much. You didn't want to live without me. You died for me on that cross. And the one who created me in the persons of my first parents, Adam and Eve, was none other than Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. John 1:3, all things are made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So on this Thanksgiving Day, friends, please join me, John Wickham, former evolutionist, and now having experienced God's mercy for 86 years on this planet. I say thank you, God, for designing me, procreating me, and watching over me every moment of my life. And someday, I trust you'll sit me down in heaven and say, dear child, let me tell you all the things I did in my wisdom, my mercy, my patience, and my design just for you. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Wickham, that is a powerful reminder of the God that we worship and the praise that is due to him at this wonderful time of the year, at Thanksgiving season. You've pointed us again in Psalm 139 to verses 13 through 16, and you've really zeroed in on a couple things there, and one is in verse 14, I will give thanks to thee. As we draw this special short broadcast for this holiday to a close, I wonder if you could do a couple of things for us. First, could you just zero in on that thought and maybe share a word with those who are listening about putting this in a very practical light, how we can this Thanksgiving sort of put feet to what you've just said, and in very real ways, how can we show and give thanks to God in an appropriate way in accord with the truth you've shared to us from Psalm 139?
Paul, let's trust the Lord to help us to do something spectacular, unique, and just very different. Let's actually thank God orally, verbally, openly, as times of opportunity provide. Not just at mealtime, bedtime, but during the day, just stop and say, thank you, God, for who you are and what you've done and everything you wrote in your wonderful book, the Bible. Essential, foundational, basic realities, apart from which I can't even begin to comprehend who you are and who I am in relation to you. So help me during the day just to stop my busy schedule and say, thank you, God, for all you've done, all you're doing, all you're saying in my life, that I might hear you, honor you, trust you, praise you, and thank you for for who you are. In Jesus' name, the name of your beloved Son. Amen.
Well, and that is a prayer of thanksgiving, and we want to say thanks to God at this wonderful holiday, Thanksgiving. We want to give thanks and say thanks to God and show our trust and belief in Him. And listening friends, thousands of you out there who make use of our broadcast here on SermonAudio.com, we want to say thanks to you. Thank you for joining us throughout 2010. Stay with us in 2011. It's going to be, Dr. Whitcomb, a year of celebration as we celebrate some milestones, not the least of which is 50 years of the Genesis flood in 2011. There's some great things to come, and we want everyone to stay right with us and come back after the holidays are over. But for today, our focus is on giving thanks. Thank you for joining us all year. Thank you for listening. Thank you for praying. And Dr. Whitcomb, I think it would just be most appropriate to end this time with a final prayer, if you would be so kind as to give a prayer of thanks to God. Thanks for what He's done in our ministry, in our lives, and thanks. Lead us in a prayer of thanks for all who are listening. Would you please do that?
Father in heaven above, I thank you for your blessed Son, Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord, my King, coming King. I thank you, Father, for what you've told me about Him. And without Him, I can do nothing. But in Christ, we can do all things. Thank you for that assurance. Help me to experience this, Father, day by day in a way I've never experienced before in all my years, that I might think of you, honor you, look at you as the one who explains, interprets, illumines everything in my life. May my life to some extent, Father, and this is a serious prayer, as I pray others will pray, be a reflection of your light into someone else's darkness, as the darkness around us politically, economically, socially, educationally, scientifically is darkening, deepening in darkness. Terrorism, violence sweeping the world, catastrophism. Help us to realize that only in Jesus can we find refuge, peace, and joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saying to us, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my burden is easy and light. My burden is light, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that promise and provision. Help me to take that seriously and to consciously, pointedly, emphatically, repeatedly say thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for being my Savior, my Lord, this very hour of this very day. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. Amen.